our Lions, as pathetic as the season was and as badly as it finished yesterday, you may have heard that there was a bit of good news. Now, this is specifically for the city of Detroit. And you might remember this because this is back in July before this season even started. There was that story that came out from Budweiser.
Oh.
The beer guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Which they were going to be working with the Denver Broncos and their kicker, Brandon McManus, doing a promotion about offering free beer if McManus kicked some record field goal or something like that. To which Matt Prater spoke up and said, "Hey, I'm the one with the record field goal. You never did anything to honor me. What can you do for me?"
Yeah, what about me?
And that's when Budweiser responded, "Well, tell you what, during this season, whichever one of you, Prater or McManus, kicks the longest field goal on the season, we'll give your city free beer." Well, guess who kicked the longest field goal during the season?
Matt Prater.
The 59-yarder, the one that beat Washington. A playoff team.
So a lot of beer going to flow in Detroit, eh?
And I can't remember the parameters. It doesn't even say here. It just talks about how the fact that, and he kicked a 59-yard field goal. McManus actually had a 58-yard field goal, so he beat him by a yard.
Wow.
But it talks about, I guess it's actually going to be Bud Light. Says that the challenge is that whoever booted the longest field goal the season will win his city free beer. I know there are parameters. I just don't know what they are, and they don't list them here. But, hey, like I said, we'll take a victory wherever we can.
Sure. Exactly.
It's specifically for the city of Detroit, but what the heck, we'll celebrate anyway.
Well, the Lions make people want to drink. Yeah. Having to watch them, so there you go.
And right. Now
they get some beer.
And somehow they can do it.
They can sit back and have that Bud Light while they watch some poor Southern team playing at Lambeau Field against the Packers.
We can only hope it's going to be another snowy affair like we had. What was that, the Sunday or Monday night game a week or so?
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, the only thing they uncovered was the hash marks for the most part.
That was fun. Oh, and Prater, by the way, with that kick of 54 yards he had yesterday, he now is what, the all-time leader?
Yes, I think.
In 50-plus field goals. Yes. Passing Sebastian Janikowski, who's tied with him. And I'd forgotten, they tell me here, but bad for me, for as many years of service and greatness he had with our Detroit Lions, third on the list of 50-plus yard field goals in a career, most of, is Jason Hansen, who had 52 in his career. So when he retired, he was the all-time leader until Janikowski passed him up.
So Detroit does a great job recruiting kickers.
Kickers and punters.
And punters,
You know, if you want an opportunity to kick,
yeah,
you know, punting-wise, you go to a team that punts a lot, and kicking-wise, you find a team that can't get the ball in the end zone a lot, and you're going to have a successful
get a lot of
career.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, Fox didn't, and I didn't see, going into the game, wasn't he going to be setting some record? As far as average yards per punt, I can't remember if it was an
NFL. Oh, I think so, right.
Was it
an
NFL or a Lions record or something like that?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
I'll have to look.
But because I think he had 2 punts averaging 50 yards yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Anyway, so. Woohoo! We'll find something to celebrate. So, hey, in Detroit, when you hoist one for us here in Saginaw.